The head of the Environmental Protection Agency was in Alaska this week. He talked about several big controversies, like narrowing the definition of wetlands and chemical pollutants in drinking water. But he wouldn't discuss the hottest Alaska conflict facing the EPA, the proposed Pebble Mine. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin says a power struggle within the agency may affect whether the project at the headwaters of Bristol Bay gets its permit.
Good afternoon, and it's great to be with you today. I want to thank the Resource Development Council.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler talked about how his agency is lifting regulations on mining, drilling, and other industries.
We know that we can extract and use these resources while protecting the environment at the same time.
Wheeler didn't say a word about Pebble during his lunchtime address. For over a decade, Bristol Bay fishing communities have been trying to block the proposed gold and copper mine, though some Alaskans, including villagers closer to the site, say they'd welcome the jobs. In the latest turn on Pebble, the publication ENE News reported last week that political staffers at EPA headquarters watered down the concerns raised by scientists at the regional EPA office about the adequacy of the project's environmental review. The EPA is in a powerful position. It has the right to veto Pebble's application, even if the Corps of Engineers wants to greenlight the mine. But the head of the EPA says the decision won't be his. As Wheeler explained to reporters Tuesday, he used to work at a law firm hired by Pebble, so he needs to avoid the appearance of a conflict.
So far, you all are the first people to have raised Pebble to me. But if people do raise it, I just explain that under my recusal, ethics recusal with the agency, which I abide by, I can't discuss Pebble Mine.
How the EPA decides whether to exercise its veto power is something mine developers and opponents are watching closely. Wheeler left the decision to the EPA's top lawyer, who Wheeler says is working with the agency's regional administrator, Chris Laddick. Laddick is an Alaskan who has worked in commercial fishing towns. Mine opponents worry he and the scientists at Region 10 will be steamrolled. Laddick says a team of 40 staffers worked on the document reviewing the Pebble Environmental Impact Statement, and he says nothing out of the ordinary occurred.
Anything that you do at the EPA comes with consensus of headquarters.
Even so, his regional EPA office was able to produce a long document finding fault with the environmental statement on the mine.
Yeah, 170 pages of comments. They're pretty substantial.
EPA's critique has Senator Lisa Murkowski doubting that the review of Pebble has been sufficiently rigorous.
This is substantive. This is considerable, and it needs to be addressed. And if it can't be addressed, there shouldn't be a permit that issues.
Wheeler was supposed to speak next at the Kenai Classic Roundtable in Soldotna, but a spokesman said he had to cancel due to smoke-related transportation concerns. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.